Welcome in to Healthcare Update, an opportunity for you to get to know more about healthcare in our area. We continue our conversation today that we began on Friday with Mission Blue Ridge Regional Hospital CEO Becky Carter. Before we begin, I wanted to remind you that if you did not get to hear Friday's program, would like to hear it again maybe, or maybe tell someone about the two programs, remember, they're always available on our website. Just go to where it says Community Close-Up, and you'll see them there. Somehow, some way, you need to work with your children to balance that old social media, the smartphone, and all that. What's some good ideas for a healthy balance there?
Well, we need to keep in mind that our kids are on computers at school for a good portion of the day. So, you know, they're having screen time at school. So at home, we need to figure out how not to.
Right.
What are the other things we're going to do? Are we going to have a child involved in a social activity, scouting, or some other sort of social group activity? What are their sports or their team events going to be? Maybe it's going to be walking the dog. It's going to be taking a hike. It's going to be helping prepare meals, helping prepare lunch boxes, even at young ages. They can start to help and be a contributing part of the family, and it's a great way to have some time together, elbow to elbow, without a screen in front of us. Parents also need to set a good example. When we've got time with our children, we need to know if we're sitting down for a meal, no devices at the table. Let's have a good routine. Let's pattern that for our children.
Increasingly, teens pick up the bad habit of smoking. Here of late, it's not so much been standard cigarettes. So why is this worrisome?
Well, the vaping devices that we're hearing about on the news are actually marketed towards a young population. They come in fruit flavors, candy flavors, different aromas. They are marketed as, okay, it's not smoking,
yeah,
so you don't have that risk. It's sort of implied that it's not unhealthy. What we're learning is that it is very unhealthy. The devices have high doses of nicotine, which is very, very addictive and causes health problems even when it's not smoked. It has effects on your blood vessels throughout your body and is detrimental. We're also hearing very disturbing stories about young people who are vaping and having very, very serious, even life-threatening breathing problems. And we certainly don't want to see our kids have those kinds of lifelong problems start at that age from something that's preventable. So knowing that there are serious side effects and this is not a safe device and our kids need to know it.
And that probably, for the most part, is what the parents and guardians can do, is just kind of help them get through learning about it and thinking that it's the coolest thing and that there's more to it, I guess.
Yes. As we're having those conversations about drugs, about alcohol, about smoking, add in the vaping devices and what those risks are.
Well, now I understand that the hospital, Blue Ridge Regional Hospital, is going to be having a very special community event coming up September the 7th, not long away at all. What's going on?
Well, on the Saturday, September the 7th, we're having an event called Crush the Crisis, an activity, one of the things that we can all do to help decrease the amount of drugs, medications that are available to be used or abused, is to get rid of what we don't need. We don't need to be keeping partially used prescription drugs, outdated over-the-counter medications, those kinds of things available in our homes, in our cabinet, wherever we are storing our medications. So in partnership with the Spruce Pine Police Department, the Mitchell County Sheriff's Department, and the Mitchell Yancey Substance Abuse Task Force, we will be doing a medication take-back event, so a drug take-back event. We are going to take back prescription drugs, over-the-counter drugs. There'll be tablets, capsules, patches, certainly all of those pain medications that you You know, you had that knee surgery, you needed something for a couple of days, but you've got a few tablets left. Get rid of them. This is a great opportunity to safely dispose of those medications. We're going to do this as a drive-through event. Law enforcement will be there to receive your medications as you drop them off. So very quickly, you can come through and safely dispose of those things that you're keeping around the house.
So folks should review what they have and anything they can get rid of. They really need to. So they bring them by the main entrance of the hospital Saturday, September the 7th.
Yes, if you'll drive towards the main entrance, we'll have a drive-through. It will make it very convenient and very apparent to you, and we'll have it set up, and then we'll be there to greet you and to take your medications.
Of course, one thing you always need to remind everybody, you want the medications, but other things like needles, syringes, that type thing, you can't really take those.
Right. We can't take liquids. We can't take needles. We can't take inhaler canisters. But anything that's in tablet or capsule form, we can take.
If folks need more information, is there a phone number for them to call?
Absolutely. They can call 833-582-1970, 833-582-1970 for more information about the Crush the Crisis event.
Now that's really exciting. That'll be on September the 7th, 10 until noon at the Blue Ridge Regional Hospital. So it's a great event for the community. Thank you for doing that.
It's our pleasure. Thank you, Bruce.
Well, we appreciate you stopping by and visiting with us today and look forward to talking to you again soon. Thanks.
Thank you.
Again, the Crush the Crisis event is this Saturday, September the 7th, 10 a.m. until noon at the main entrance of the Blue Ridge Regional Hospital. For more information, you can call 833-582-1970. Healthcare Update, an opportunity for you to get to know more about healthcare in our area. Again, thank you to Becky Carter of the Blue Ridge Regional Hospital, and thank you for listening to today's Healthcare Update.